Welcome to the Jevers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
Hello again, listeners, members of the intelligentsia, to another edition of the Jeffers Brief. I'm John Jeffers, on the Contra Radio Network. Thanks for visiting, downloading, listening, sharing, which is important. You know, the bottom line is this, my friends, and look, I'm going to say some adult words. So if you're offended by adult words, please go back to mommy's basement and cover your ears. You've been forewarned. All right. Something I need you to understand. These protests and riots, the longer they go on, let me rephrase that. There's a difference between a protester and a rioter. As an American, I don't care if you want to protest. Yell, stomp your feet, scream, whatever, I don't care. That's your right as an American. However, it is not your right as an American to steal, to burn. Because the bottom line is this. When you're holding up a sign that says, no justice, no peace, where do the people who own those businesses that you've looted, you've stolen, you've damaged their property, you've burned their buildings to the ground, where do they go to get their justice? Interesting dichotomy, isn't it? Now, the longer that they allow these riots to go on and continue on, the harder it is to get it back under control. That's just a fact. Now, I don't know if you've caught it, but there are some police departments, like here in Chicago, we got Mayor Beetlejuice, saying, we're going to teach our officers how to de-escalate. When you hear a liberal politician use the word de-escalate, insert the word surrender. Because that's what they're doing. Oh yes, please go out and protest. Please go out and loot and burn. And occupy certain cities. But don't go to church. Don't you dare open up your hair salon or your barbershop or your restaurant because, hey, we still got to deal with the COVID. And as we all know, COVID-19 is a very intelligent virus. It knows not to infect protesters for social justice. It knows that. Because protesting is okay. It's all right. Don't let the children go to the playground or else the city of New York will weld the gates to the playground shut. So, you know, we got to deal with the COVID. But it's okay to go out, loot, burn, and act like a freaking thug. So when I heard that NYPD is going to dismantle their anti-crime unit, that is the plainclothes division, and say, well, we're just reforming it. No, you're not. You're surrendering. When you got rioters out there saying, if you don't do what we want, we're going to loot, burn, and pillage until we get what we want. And don't you dare say anything bad about us, because if you do, you're a racist. You know, I raised my daughter the same way I was raised. When I acted like a spoiled brat, I got a crack on the ass and sent on the way. Well, apparently, after decades of being told, don't spank your children, it will harm them. Well, they're adults now, and they need to be cracked on the ass or the head. Clear the streets, knock the looting off. You want a riot? You know what? You take your own personal safety in your own hands. Don't blame the police. Don't blame any of the authorities. Well, let me put it this way. Don't blame the authorities that choose to act their part, their role. Don't do it. You've chosen to participate in an act of thuggery. And where in the hell do they get off saying, you know what? We don't like these statues. Who the hell are they to decide what statues I or anyone else can look at? If you're so offended by it, don't look at it. How many years have we been told that a crucifix and a bottle of urine is art? And we had to have it. Don't you dare censor it. Don't you dare take it down. That's art. Well, I guess if you're only offended and you're a certain political view, world viewpoint, well, then that doesn't wash then. Last week, I talked about the statistics of police shootings in terms of unarmed black people being shot and killed and unarmed white people being shot and killed. My friends, don't let these spoiled brats who've not been told no in their life, who have always been told by mommy and daddy that they're so smart, they're so special, you're unique. Apparently they've carried that over into their adulthood. And who do we have to thank for that besides their parents? The public school system. Oh yes, they've indoctrinated them well. And this is the fault of conservatives. This is the fault of conservatives who back in the 60s and 70s chose to abandon academia to the liberals and not fight for it. Here we are. Some of you aren't going to like what I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to anyways. I posted this on the CRN Facebook page. Conservatives have lost. That's right. Conservatives have lost. We're going to come back for segment two. I know we're early on it, but I don't want to break it up in the middle. You need to hear this before we go to break. My listeners in Canada, I can't get Stephen Karatopoulos, a Canadian lawyer, to come on and do a show. He says he wants to, but he just doesn't. He doesn't have the time or whatever. He's fighting the socialists in your country in Canada. If you live in Canada and you don't like the direction your country is taking and you want to fight for it, come to CRN. Get a hold of me. JohnJeffers@ContraRadioNetwork.com. JohnJeffers@ContraRadioNetwork.com. Consider coming on and doing a show. I know I've got listeners there. And anywhere else in the world, if you want to do a podcast, get a hold of me. We can work something out. I'm sure we can. So let's go to break. I'm going to come back. And I'm going to tell you why conservatives have lost. I know you don't believe it. You don't want to believe it. And I'm going to put it out there. Let you decide what's right for you. We'll be right back after this. All right?
So So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN, for all the right reasons.
Hello, listeners. This is John Jeffers of the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. I want to talk to you, the members of the Intelligentsia. And you are members of the Intelligentsia because you listen to Contra Radio Network. And all of our shows are heard around the world. And one of the things I want to talk to you about is if you're looking to do a show, a podcast, I urge you to come on over and check out Contra Radio Network. Now, the best thing about this is this. This is something we have. You know, with Contra Radio Network, we do a live streaming on Live 365. And because we do, you can have copyrighted music in your programs because we're covered under the BMI and ASCAP licensing. And that's really cool. And let me tell you something else, my friends. We'll allow you to do any show you want to do on any subject matter. That's right. So do me a favor. Why don't you come on over to Contra Radio Network, check out our rates. I guarantee you're going to find it to be not only competitive, but we can beat most everybody. So check out ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. That's ContraRadioNetwork.com/CRN-broadcasting. I'm John Jeffers, right here on the Jeffers Brief on Contra Radio Network, saying thank you to the Intelligentsia. Come on over and give us a try. You won't be sorry, I promise.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner.
Welcome back. Part two. Segment two. Conservatives have lost, and I say this in the most practical point of view form, both the culture war and public support. Now, even though the riots will end and the CHAZ or the CHOP or whatever the hell they call themselves today will collapse, the radical liberals have scored some massive victories that conservatives by nature will never be able to take back. What are you talking about? Well, liberal victory number one, the removal of the statues. The statues being torn down and destroyed will never be put back up or repaired. This is a big step in the final goal of destroying the history of the country. You can't have relics of the previous culture when creating a new culture. Number two, the destruction of the support and trust of law enforcement. I know there is still staunch laws support for law enforcement, but trust and support in many of these communities has been shattered on both sides of the political line. For the people critical of police, the news coverage is justifying their worst fears. For the people who still have faith in police, seeing the police kneel, wash feet, run, and stand by while rioters take what they have shown that the police are incapable or unwilling to protect the public. And that falls directly on the politicians that the people have elected. You have poor voting habits. Enjoy the fruits of your poor voting habits. Do you think the residents of CHAZ will see the cops with sympathy when the cops simply turned and abandoned the people to the anarchists? I know I wouldn't. People ask, what good are the police if they run when faced with real opposition? What good is all that military equipment if they only use it when dealing with average citizens? I will take my tax dollars spent on maintaining their building and equipment and invest in a good gun that I know will be there when I need it. Now, I personally still support law enforcement, but this has shown the need to not depend on them because of the local politicians, which, by the way, have more impact on your life than any national politician does. Number three, the public support by individuals, companies, and members of government. Conservatives tend to be more peaceful and try to avoid confrontation, quickly disowning any extreme or violent group. If a company disagrees with a conservative view or campaign, there's nothing to worry about. A few people may not support them for a while, but the impact will be negligible and probably short-lived. Liberals, on the other hand, have embraced and supported their extremist groups, actively covering and funding them. They have shown that they are happy to target any individual or corporation that disagrees with them. If you don't believe me, look how fast corporate America has bowed down and caved in to these clowns. Doxing and attacking individuals, burning, looting, and generating massive online harassment of companies that don't fall in line. If you are a company with stores all over the nation, would you risk saying no to the liberal extremists and risk having stores destroyed as stock prices tank by online harassment campaigns? Or is it safer to put out a public statement of support and a few million-dollar donation to stay in the good graces of the mob to protect stores that may take much more to rebuild? So they support the liberal causes. They will allow liberals to take over in companies and bend to their will in universities and media to prevent the mob from coming for them. Conservatives provide no such demand for support, and we never will, because we want to stay peaceful and live our lives as we always have. We don't want to be associated with groups that the media claims to be extremist. So year by year, inch by inch, we cede ground. In the areas of media, academia, even maintaining our collective history, we don't have to lose all at once. Every inch lost makes it harder to maintain relevance for the next confrontation till there is nothing left to defend. Even though we will go back to normal lives once all this rioting ends, the damage will last and be a starting point for the next attack by the extremists when they decide they want to take more. And the companies and public will bend to them again and again and again to avoid the destruction they faced the last time. Am I right? If I'm not, tell me where I'm wrong. You've seen it for yourself. We don't want to say anything because, well, we got the cancel culture. They might get me fired from my job. And you know what? We've seen it. Some poor schmuck sitting on Facebook types out something. Next thing you know, they're being fired from a job for something they posted 5-6 years ago. Do you see what's happening? As a patriot, you should be concerned. You should be more concerned with the welfare of your country than you should be for your, you know, I got to take care of me and mine. No, you don't. The government will take care of you. The left has proved it. They've got generations and generations on government programs. I had a friend of mine, next door neighbor, wanted to know if I wanted to buy a link card. I said, what? He goes, you know, link card. I said, link, like, you know, do you use the grocery store? He goes, yeah. He says, you can get $200 worth of food for $100. Now, I thanked him politely and said, I don't need it. I'm good. I don't believe in taking advantage of that. Maybe I should. Maybe we all should. If you're conservative and you're afraid, you should be. You should be afraid, my friends, and I'll tell you why. Because little by little, you're losing. They have struck so hard with this rioting and crap. But don't forget, only in the big cities run by Democrats has this been allowed to happen. If you're a conservative, you live in a big city, I suggest you get the hell out. Now. If you're a police officer in a big city run by Democrats and you've been abandoned and told, no, you have to give up your precinct, you shouldn't be using tear gas or any other crowd control method, you should resign. Plenty of other places to go to be a law enforcement officer and do the job you're supposed to do. Heed my warning, my fellow law enforcement officers. I did it for 26 years. I know what I'm talking about. Yes, yes, yes. Maybe it's time for you to walk away. Say, fuck you. You don't want police in here? No problem. Leave the city. Leave those cities. Those towns that, oh, we just got to reform the police. We have to. Leave. Get out. Minneapolis, they have officers leaving. They go elsewhere. They got their certification. You can go anywhere in the country. I would not go anywhere where a Democrat runs the city. Would not. At all. Because they will bend you over and throw you to the wolves to save their own asses. Just like most politicians. But the Democrats are really good at it. They want you to be afraid. They want you to stay silent. They want you to not fight back. Maybe it's time for CRN should be a rallying point. If you're a patriot out there, come on, do a show, rally. Come on, rally us. Get us organized. Antifa, for all their faults, they're a very, very good organization. Very good organization. In terms of how they're set up. They put a lot of patriot and conservative groups to shame with how they're set up. And you know what the difference is? These fools are willing to go out there and get their asses kicked. And they keep coming back. That's fine. Conservatives, well, I got to work on Monday. I can't go to the protest. I got to work on Wednesday. Can't go. I understand that. And if you think you're going to win at the ballot box, eventually you're not going to have a really decent choice. You're not. Do I agree with everything that President Trump says? No. But I will say this for the man. He's got guts. He says what he thinks. He understands business than any politician I've ever seen in the past 50 years. He knows how business works. He knows how to get it done. Does he say some stupid things? Yeah. Here's the secret to Donald Trump. He's a salesman. Always has been. And once you understand that, you get it. My friends, listen to me carefully. Listen to me closely. We are in a culture war. And I'm not talking about being on disgrace book. Yeah, it kind of helps. But anybody could be a keyboard warrior. Now, I've heard rumblings that Bikers for Trump will be going to the Chaz if those city blocks are not opened and cleared by July 4th, Bikers for Trump will be there. And they'll go clear it out themselves, and rightfully so. Their mayor is a knucklehead and a numbskull. Hasn't got the brains God gave trees. But again, you people in Seattle voted for it, so enjoy it. Enjoy the fruits of your poor voting habits. All right, my friends. Here we go. This is it. I told you this is going to be a short episode. And it is. So, my friends, let this stick. Think about what we talked about, what I read to you. Why conservatives have lost the war. That doesn't mean we can't come storming back and beat the hell out of them and beat them at their own game. But you got to be committed. You got to be willing to do it. I've been saying it for 6 years. I've been doing this show. 6 years since I've started CRN. And I asked, Patriots, what are you willing to do? And not one has bothered to answer my question. No emails, no phone calls, no posts, nothing. And you wonder why they're acting like the maniacs that they are. Because they know you won't do it. I'm John Jeffers here on the Contra Radio Network. I'm the Jeffers Brief. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Until then, be safe, be alert, be vigilant.